Okay, guys, I know I'm talking behind you, but we've got a few people here tonight. Glad to be here. Tonight is a very special night. Kristen approached me, it was about 2.5 months ago now, that and the reason why I'm speaking in the microphone is because this is going to be put into iTunes on our podcast, just for people who didn't make it. And then I kind of want to record them because I'm sure Grant will hear himself. He hasn't done it in a while. He used to record every once in a while. It's a good check for himself, you know. It's good to hear. I listen to myself preach and then laugh sometimes. Especially after last Wednesday when I burped in preaching.
I probably don't like it.
Yeah, I was in a serious. It was more of kind of like a teaching night. And I was sitting there and I was like, but I was hitting a point and I go like, duh, bop. And it was like, in 3 years and 8 months of preaching, I have never done that before. I never burped or farted, and so I've now accomplished one of the two. But Kristen approached me several months ago about this. We had done a thing a while ago called the meeting prayer service. We'd meet once a month, but we stopped that and started praying on Thursdays. Every Thursday night we meet for prayer, like clockwork. Every single Thursday we do that. But tonight, Kristen was like, I had this idea for this thing called In the City, to pray for our place, our area, and our people, that God would move in a mighty way, and He's already started moving. And so we're going to take this time and pray tonight. Grant and Kristen and Tiffany and Raymond and Melissa took their time out to come out here. And this is basically how tonight's going to work. I'm going to turn the lights off. We're going to leave these lights on. We're just going to ask that we just pray. I'm not going to be preaching. I'm not going to be speaking. The minute that I stop talking here in a second, I'm done. We're going to go in 15-minute worship sessions. I think we're right at, what, an hour and a half, Grant? Hour and a half? After the first 15 minutes, we're going to ask that you guys come up and pray. I'm going to have the microphone sitting probably on one of the altars. Or actually, I'll just leave it on the pulpit just so it's a common central place. Now, I'm going to kind of go ahead and ask for people to volunteer to do that now. There's going to be a 15-minute worship session and 5 minutes of prayer with them playing in the background. So the music's going to continue as we pray. I'll take the first session just to kind of lead the way. Is there anyone and people in the band other than Grant? Because he's got to lead. If any of you guys want to step down and pray, that's fine. But I think we've got, what, 5 times of prayer?
Yeah, they can do it from here. Cause
they can do it from there, too. Okay, would anyone like to take the second time praying? You're smiling. Do you want to do it? Any volunteers? I know Alex wants to. You do, don't you? Okay, Alex is going second. Who's going third? I don't want to pray this entire time. Kristen, this is your deal. When do you want to pray? Huh? I'm not sure yet.
I don't want to just jump out and say it. So how
okay. Then I'll just take the first one. And after the first one, what's going to happen is, Grant, is there some way you can just let him know that it's time to pray? Mm-hmm. Just okay, can someone come up and pray? It'll be sitting here, and then as the Spirit leads, just come up, take the microphone. Our prayer focus tonight is this city. I'm sick and, yes. No.
If a scripture comes to your mind, we have a Bible up here if you don't have yours.
Got a Bible.
If you just want to read a scripture.
My Bible will be up here too.
Huh?
We've got, I'm going to bring my Bible and I'm going to sit it up here. What we're praying for is, it's great to hear about revival in the past. It's great to hear about revival in other states, but it always dies. You hear about these great things in Florida of people coming and people supposedly getting healed, and then a couple months later and it's dead. I'm interested in that God would move in this city in a way that does not stop anytime soon, that we're just getting started, that it's a move that will not be bound by the walls of this church or the walls of this county, but will move from this county to other counties and see our nation brought back to Christ. That's our prayer focus. We're praying first and foremost that God would send an awakening to the young people, to everyone here. God's already started it. We've gone from 8 kids. We've went 7-8 times, doubled attendance. I don't even know our numbers now. Lots of kids getting saved. I lost count. This is round one. This is just the beginning. I'm not so much interested in where we've been. I'm looking towards the future. So pray that God continues to send people here for the harvest of souls. And that when people come into this place and their lives are changed, it might not be a one-time prayer, but a permanent change. Continue to pray that God's Spirit would be manifest in all our services and every time that we're together and everywhere that we walk and everywhere we go, that what we do might not be bound by our human initiatives, but the Spirit of God. And so if the Spirit of God, we're in a restaurant, the Spirit of God says, I want you to go pray for someone to be healed, we say yes to the Spirit of God and they're healed. And when we're in here and you see someone who's sick, then we go up to them in faith and say, are you sick? And say, yes. Do you believe you can be healed? Yes. We pray for them. Boom, they're healed. I believe that cancers are going to be healed. This is going to become normal. I want the sick being healed, the deaf ears open, blind eyes open. I want that to be normal. I want us to walk into this church every single week and everywhere that we go that should be normal, that the dead raised becomes a not so crazy thought to us. That's what we're expecting for in this city. She's got her Bible there. I think that's just the New Testament. I'll go grab a couple more. I want to sit them out across the altar. If you want to pray and read a scripture, it's not a time to preach. I'm going to say this too. This is not a time for you to pray for someone else. If you really feel that you need to pray for someone else, I would question that because that's not what this night was purposed for. And it's not what this was intended for, and that's not what God dropped in our spirits to do tonight. It was to pray for the city, not for other people. So I ask that you pray alone, just you. No praying for each other. I know that some people might question that, but that's not tonight's focus. We're just going to focus on seeking God out together as a people. Together as a people. Because if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and come heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. That is why we pray tonight, because we believe that God is going to heal the land. I'm laying this microphone down. Thank you so much for coming. Don't get weirded out by me saying not pray for each other. We just really need to focus in on God tonight. And I know that you have needs, but I believe Christ can minister to your needs. I would much rather have Christ minister to my needs than others. I mean, there's times in our lives when we really do need someone else to pray for us, but tonight it's about Christ and seeking us individually towards Him. So I'm going to lay this microphone down. I'll pray first, and then after that, just as the Spirit of God goes, I hope that if the Lord tells you you need to pray, you don't say no to Him, because if I end up praying for 5 out of 6 sessions, it's going to get a little bit fun. I'll do it if need be. So I'm going to lay this down. Band, we're going to get started. We ask that you stay in the sanctuary. If you got to go pee, trust me, it's all right. We're not the bladder police around here. But towards the end, I kind of mentioned about if there is a need in your life, we'll address that at the very end. I'd like to hold that off to the end, and kind of we'll probably come together at the end and close as a unit in prayer. So I'm going to go shut. Well, no, I'm not going to shut these doors. I'm going to go turn off the lights. Grant, thank you so much for coming out again. Thank you for your time. Let's pray for this city and see a change.
have hope tonight.
Open my hands, yeah. Cause it's living water we desire. Supply our hearts with holy fire rain.
Yes, Lord, do tonight.
All around the world we're singing rain.
Lord, open it up to us tonight.
But open up, our hearts.
We'll sing.
Rain down all around the world. We're singing rain down.
Rain down tonight, Lord.
On
us, Father.
Do not shut the heavens.
Yes, Lord, open up.
Open up our hearts.
One more time.
Singing rain.
Can you hear the earth?
Can you hear the earth? Rain down.
My heart
is dry, but still I'm singing rain down. Rain it down.
Oh, we need your rain. We need your rain. Oh, Holy Spirit, we invite you in this place tonight, Lord. We're here to take our time with you, Lord. Oh. My heart is dry, but I still sing, Lord. Rain down.
All around the world we're singing. Rain down.
Can you hear
heart is dry, but still I'm singing. Rain down, rain it down.
Rain down, all around the world we're singing. City, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, oh, rain on us, oh Lord. Come into this place. Follow you, Lord. Oh, Lord, if we sing rain down, Lord, we declare our lives to follow you, Father. Lord, I come to you asking for your help. Cause this world tries so hard to pull me away from you. And I want to follow you, but they don't want me to. So I need you stronger now than ever before.
So I'm not giving in. I do is right. Gonna stand up, hear all I do. I'll follow you. I'll leave this world behind. Gonna take up my cross and follow you, my Savior. Every time I see the world, I realize you are all I need. When all I have is you, everything in life has meaning. So Lord, I'll take up my cross and follow you. Stronger now than ever before. So I'm not giving in, not giving up. Gonna do what's right, gonna stand up. In all I do, I will follow you, Lord. And I'll leave this world behind. This world, I'll take up my cross. Gonna take up my cross and follow you, my Savior. Every time I see the world, I realize you are all I need. When all I have is you, everything in life has meaning. So Lord, I'll take up my cross and follow you. Giving in, not giving up. Gonna do what's right. Gonna stand up in all I do. I will follow you. Sing again. Not giving in, not giving in, not giving up. Gonna do what's right. Gonna stand up in all I do. I will follow you, and I'll leave this world behind. Take up my cross and follow you, my Savior. Every time I see the world, I realize you are all I need. When all I have is you, everything in life has meaning. So Lord, I'll take up my cross and follow you. Giving in, not giving up. Gonna do what's right. Gonna stand up in all I do. I will follow you. Don't leave this world behind. Not giving in, not giving up. Gonna do what's right. Gonna stand up in all I do. I will follow you. Don't leave this world behind. Gonna take up my cross and follow you, my Savior. Every time I see the world, I realize you are all I need. When all I have is you, everything in life has meaning. So Lord, I'll take up my cross and follow you. Follow you. Follow you, Lord. Glory to your name tonight, Lord, for who you are and what you're doing in the city, Lord, in this church, Lord. We bring praise to your name.
sings. Angels and saints cry out. We join them as we sing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. We sing glory to God. So I could praise your great and matchless name all my days. So let my whole life be a blazing offering, a life that shouts and sings for the greatness of our King. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God forever. To God, glory to you alone, yes, Lord. Glory to God forever. Take my life and let it be all for you and for your glory. Take my life and let it be yours. Take my life and let it be all for you. To God, glory to you, Lord. Glory to God forever. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. An awesome God, He reigns from heaven above with wisdom power. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above and away. awesome God He reigns. With wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. Awesome God, You reign. You reign above all. Name above all names. Awesome God, the only true one, the only holy one. You are awesome God. You are awesome God. You are awesome God forever. The enemy, his bands are fading, and death couldn't hold you down. Gonna lift our voice in victory, gonna make your praises loud. The enemy's bands are defeated, Lord, death couldn't hold you down. Gonna lift our voice in victory, gonna make your praises loud. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Shout unto God with the voice. Shout your name tonight, Lord. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Oh Lord, we lift you up tonight. We lift your name up, Jesus. Lift your name up, lift your name up, lift you higher, higher, higher. We lift you higher, higher, higher. We lift you higher, higher, higher. 'Cause the enemy has been defeated, death couldn't hold you down. Gonna lift our voice in victory. Gonna make your praises loud. The enemy, yes, Lord, tonight in this city, Lord. Oh, you are defeated. We're gonna make your praises loud, Lord, for victory. 'Cause the enemy has been defeated. Death couldn't hold you down. Gonna lift our voice in victory. Gonna make your praises loud. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Defeated tonight, that we have a reason to celebrate, that we are free, that we are free in you. Oh Lord, we never stop shouting to you.
We lift your name up, O Lord, Jehovah Nissi, God, my banner. I raise you high tonight, Lord, in this city, Lord. We shout unto you, Lord, we shout your victory. Anybody wants to come up and pray at this time, just feel free to come up in him. Pray for the city. Pray what's ever on your heart.
And I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nor fears for today, nor worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, and nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord. Tonight, God, before all eternity, before all time, before all those who came before, and all those who are here today, God, we make a declaration to eternity that we are going to see a change in this county, God, because we recognize that nothing, not even the powers of hell itself, Satan, demons, nothing can keep us from the love of God, and nothing can keep those in this county from the love of God. I don't care what people might say about drug addictions. I don't care what people might say about political correctness. I do not care about what people say about the tide of this world. We say nothing can separate us from your love tonight. Young people, everyone who's came out tonight is making a declaration that we want to see change in Blount County, Tennessee, in this city. We'll no longer want 5,000 in our own county that are dying and going to hell. We'll no longer walk by those who don't know you, Jesus, hiding behind some fear of rejection. You took a cross in the face of mockery, shame, and we can't even speak up to say Jesus is alive. Lord God, I pray that you might convict me first and foremost, deeper, the God, that I've not done enough to go and tell people in this city. Lord God, I pray that each one's heart in this room will be broken for the sake of those who do not know you. That we might no longer begin to walk and just see people, but we might begin to see opportunities for change. God, I don't want revival to show up in other places. That's great and that's fine, God. I don't want to read about revival. I want to live in it. God, revival's not a series of meetings or a series of preachers coming to some building, God, but it's a state in which we are revitalized. Lord God, people might say that we're dead, that we're dry, that only 4% will be Christian. But I say, stupid statistician, we've got the power of God with us. And Lord, I know if you be for us, who can against us, and no weapon formed against us will prosper. So we go tonight with your words undergirding us, with your spirit leading us, and your son walking beside us. We look forward to the day in which we cannot go places anymore, not see your power move. The God, that healings and miracles and the signs and wonders become ordinary for us. That we walk in such a place that when we see God, but we're not mystified by them. We recognize the ordinarity. God, because of your word, you tell us that in the midst of you raising the dead, cleansing the lepers, and healing the sick, that we're going to do greater things. God, I pray for the greater things anointing on each person in this room tonight, that they might begin to recognize that you've called us to greater things, that you've called us to bigger things, and we need to expect these things. God, your word says these signs shall follow them that believe. But I don't see signs following those who profess to believe today. God, I don't want some big miracle so we can just say we're great and we're awesome and God did this. No, it's because your word says it, so we choose to believe it. Lord God, I thank you for what you've done, and it's amazing to even sit in a room where there's more people for prayer than there was for the first time we ever had youth service. And it breaks my heart to think what you've done. God, I thank you and I celebrate what you've done, God, but I say I'm not satisfied. I want more. I know there's more kids. It makes me angry that St. Jude group is bigger than ours. It makes me angry. You can find more kids getting drunk and sitting in churches and knowing Jesus Christ is Lord. And so I speak against you, Satan, because your word cannot keep others from the love of God. And I bind the work of Satan in Blount County in the name of Jesus Christ. And I loose the Spirit of God here. Lord God, if your people who are called by your name, that is us tonight, we are your people, your special possession, your chosen anointed one, your ones who have been called out from the great darkness and into the marvelous light. We're called by the name of Jesus Christ. So we humble ourselves. We say, God, send an awakening. We humble ourselves. It is dead and gone. And when I pray to you, you don't even remember my sins, for your word says you cast them as far as the east is from the west. Then, when we've done all this, God, in the midst of our prayer, in the midst of our humbling, in the midst of our confession and turning away from ourselves, God, your word says you're going to come. You're going to come. You're going to come. Lord, like it says in the book of Revelation, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Behold, come quickly, Lord. Come. You'll come and heal our land. God, I'm not saying come because I want you to rapture us up into the clouds. God, that's great and that's fine, and I know heaven is my promise. But I look forward to you coming right now in this generation, in this time, and in this people. In this city is our cry. And until the last one hears, last one takes a knee to you, for every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Until the last one takes a knee and confesses you as Lord, we will not stop. Till the last one hears is our cry. Till the last one knows. In this city, in this moment, in this hour, God, we humble ourselves and pray. We recognize that healing and restoration are coming. That revival tarries and waits. Recognize that this is the moment in which America is brought back to God. No longer do we sit aside. We say we'll pray till it gets here. And then when it's here, we'll steward your come. God, if you send us something, we're going to be good stewards. We're going to seek you, God, not when it just shows up, but continuously, Lord. God, I've heard people say that a spiritual temperature of a ministry is determined by people who show prayer. God, I know that's man's way. But Lord God, I thank you for a group of young people who took their time out tonight and they came to pray. And God, I know that though we might have a lot of people coming, we're not where we need to be. We've not arrived and we never will. We seek for more of your Spirit, more of your power. And God, I pray that these would be the people that lead the revival, that lead the awakening. These people, the 12 disciples, can change the world. A couple of young people can change this county. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Let it happen in this city.
What are you turning to wine? Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Water, you turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you.
the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise.
There's no one like you, Lord. None like you.
So we sing this tonight, Lord.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God. Our God.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, who I could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, who I could stand against? Yes, Lord, nothing can stand against us. Who I could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then who could stand against? And if our God is for us, who could ever stop us? If our God is with us, then who could stand against? Nothing, nothing, what could stand against? Nothing, Lord, when on your side. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Thank you, Lord, that your word says, if God is on my side, what can man do to me? Thank you that you're on our side, Father. Lord, we trust in you, our God. We proclaim that our God, not the God of Buddha, Lord, not the God that other people serve, that they think they serve, but you, Yahweh Jehovah, our God is greater. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who keeps his promises, the God of Israel. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, my God is greater, my God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. My God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Oh, our God, you are greater. You are strong in our weakness. Oh Lord, you are God above all. You are God above all the heavens. You don't get frustrated, Lord, on earthly things like we do, Father. You're holy, Lord. You're above all, God. You're always there, Lord. You're always strong. You do not sin, Lord. You're not made by human hands, Lord. You are holy, Lord. You have always been, Lord, and always will be, Father. The only strong one. The only faithful one. The only strong one. the only faithful one. We call out your name, Father. We call out your name, Lord, and say, come into our lives, Lord. We say, come into our city, Lord. We say, come into our high schools, Lord, and middle schools, Father. We need you, Lord. We call out your name, Father. Our God, He lives forever. He reigns in power and love. So let us bow down before Him. Exalted, we look to Yahweh, Yahweh, forever, Yahweh, Yahweh. We look to Yahweh, Yahweh, forever, Yahweh, Yahweh. Our hope is God Almighty. His love is greater than all. So we lift high the God of heaven, and we give all the honor. We look to Yahweh, Yahweh. Our hope is Yahweh, Yahweh. Above all, Lord, your kingdom never ends, your mercy never ends, your rule never ends forever.
shall reign forever. He shall reign forever. He shall reign forever and ever. And he shall reign forever. He shall reign forever. He shall reign forever and ever. Our God. When all else fades away, Lord, you're going to be there, Lord. Forever he shall reign. Forever he shall reign. Forever he shall reign. Forever and ever. And he shall reign. Forever he shall reign. Forever he shall reign. Forever and ever, our God. As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that arise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name. Oh Lord, it's your name. A strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name. Jesus, 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 your name. Jesus, 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 it's your name. Jesus, 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 your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name. Jesus, 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 it's your name. Jesus, 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 it's your name. Jesus, 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 it's your name. Jesus, 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 it's your name. Oh, it's your name alone, Jesus, that we trust in, Father. Oh, we trust in you. To the Father tonight, the Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, we'll sing how great, how great. Tonight, Lord, you're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll sing how great is our God. Name above all names, you are worthy of all. My heart will sing, how great is our God. Sing us one more song to you, Lord, before we pray again. We want the song to be true tonight, Lord.
You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people.
Yes, Father.
You're the Lord of this nation.
Yes, you are tonight, Lord.
You're the light in this darkness.
You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless.
You are.
Yes, Lord, tonight we'll sing.
Lord, we proclaim it tonight in this house, Father.
There is none like our God.
We proclaim this, O Lord, over this city, Father.
Greater things have yet to come, and greater things still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come, greater things are still to be done here.
Lord,
there is no one like God.
Keep singing that, yes, you God.
There is no one like you, God. There is no one like you, God. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Still to be done in this city. Greater things are yet to come, and greater things are still to be done here. Still to be done. Still to be done.
Lord, it's still to be done. It's still to be done, Lord. That's why you gave the Great Commission, Lord. It's still to be done, Lord.
Is no one like our
because there is no one like you. We have to tell them, Lord.
There is no one like our God.
None compares to you. Come up and pray. Now is the time.
if we all began to sing every day and speak your word, that there will be no ear that wouldn't hear it, Lord. And if we all just stopped and got out of our own lives, Lord, and we began to look at the world through your eyes, I know that we would see the brokenness and we would see the loss. There's so many people, Lord, that have no idea how incredible you are. And I was sitting there, Lord, and I was just praying and praying. And I just began to feel this tremendous weight, Lord. And it's just a peace. I mean, just, I couldn't even imagine going through life, Lord, not knowing you. And it's just, I can't even believe how many people don't, Lord. And it's not fair. You have given us this incredible gift of your word, of your love, Lord. And it's not a gift that we're supposed to keep. It's a gift that we're supposed to share. And we're not. We're being greedy with this gift. We're being greedy with your love, Lord. It's something that we need to give to people. And I pray right now that when we see somebody, Lord, that you just awaken our hearts and you just allow us to see the brokenness in people. And if it's just as simple as saying, hey, how are you? Or do you need me to pray for you, Lord? That you'll just allow us the strength and the courage just to reach out to people, Lord. It begins with us. And we think we're seeing so much now, Lord, but this is just a small piece of what you're going to do in our lives, and it's just a small piece of what you're going to do in everybody else's. And I pray that tonight you just allow us to have our hearts shaped around you, Lord, and for us to trade in our hearts for yours. Just give us a heart for the people, Lord, and a heart for the broken, because if we don't have a heart for them, then nobody's going to reach out to them.
Lord, awaken us.
For the world you love, let your will be done. Let your will be done in me.
Like the rising sun that shines. That's darkness comes alive. I hear your voice and this is my awakening. For you and you alone, awake my soul, awake my soul and sing. For the world you love, your will be done, your will be done in me.
For you and you alone, awake my soul and sing. For the world you love, your will be done, your will be done in me.
Soul and sing for the world you love, and your will be done, your will be done in me. Nation, awakening, Holy Spirit, we desire. Awakening in our hearts, Lord, in this nation. Awakening, Holy Spirit, desire,
holy Lord of all.
else is not, God. You are.
You are holy, oh so holy. You are holy, Lord of all.
Bask in your presence, it's where I long to be. For you alone are holy. You alone are holy.